I personally just don't believe in common ideas maybe that much. So for me, it's about finding your idea. It's all about fun.
My today's guest is Polina Glebova. Shortly after she fled Lviv for Poland at the beginning of the Ukraine war, she and her business partner founded a Bell manufactory in Krakow, which is booming 2 years later. Which role marketing plays here and why it is so important to find your own language in marketing, we learn today from Polina. I'm Fabian Fratscher, founder and CEO of Intralab and One Little Difference, and host of the Masters of Entrepreneurship podcast. Enjoy today's episode. Hi, Polina. So it has been our first time to really have a talk with one another.
Yeah.
And I would like to ask you to first maybe briefly introduce you, like who are you and what is your profession?
Okay, so my name is Polina and I run business. It's a small business in Krakow, in Poland. And we make custom belts, which means that we don't have ready products. Each belt ready for a client, like individual client. So we can choose leather, we can choose buckle, and we make each belt to make to measurement. So it's like personalized and individualized and yeah, just unique.
So why should I buy your buckles and your belts and this combination that I'm the most interested in? What makes you stand out compared to thousands of others who maybe sell similar things?
Because this belt will serve you for decades, because this belt from local leather and made by local folks. So it's not like, you know, some Chinese manufacturer that came here, I don't know, thousands of kilometers. And because you made a choice, because you also a part of the product, because you kind of, you're the reason why it's made up, yeah.
Okay, I get you. So it's like you choosing, you having it created.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
And still, like I could just order like a maybe expensive belt somewhere on the internet and then have the same kind of service, like.
Yeah, it could be true. Uh-huh. It could be true. Uh-huh.
Why you? Like what is so, like why do you think you stand out? Why do you think people buy your products and not other people's products?
Honestly, I believe because they like us. People just like us and just they feel that we are enjoying life and that we are this enjoyment kind of in our products, in our marketing, okay? But our marketing make to believe that it's also in our products. We just have fun and this is like, you know, we're like joking that our belts so so cheap, and they're not, but we're joking that they're so cheap because every time when you will wear the belt, you will remember us and you will think of us. Mm-hmm. And maybe it has like, you know, this yeah, piece of truth that it's mm-hmm. it's about us, kinda. Mm-hmm.
But then like it sounds as if you would have already a strong corporate identity,
uh-huh.
that you're very well known on the market, like
yeah,
you connect, I don't know, BMW with uh-huh. strength and
yeah.
Coca-Cola with, I don't know, let's say coolness or uh-huh. enjoying some moments.
Yeah.
But you say, well, we enjoy our lives and therefore maybe also our customers like to enjoy their lives by wearing that belt. As far as I remember, you said that actually your marketing career is not yet so old. So how can you already believe that your customers buy because of you?
Because maybe it's not that good, but like mostly our marketing based on our identities, on our charisma, not because we sell not only online but also in person. And I know because I see how it works. I know how only like, you know, just small talk and this like briefly but intense relationship that we have with our customers, mm-hmm. that this is what makes them want to buy, not our belt. And belt, and therefore we have like really best belts in the world. It's like the best combination mm-hmm. to buy best belt okay. and with good.
Best belt and best people.
Yeah.
You said something like charisma, and I think charisma is very hard to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
So to put it in different words, you could also sell any other things, maybe, if you just have charisma. So what makes you being interesting for the people? Can you be more specific?
Why we're interesting for people? That's like a second answer, yeah? That's just something that we have, and this is something that's part of us. But maybe answering a bit another question, but yeah, we can sell everything, I guess. So it's not about belts, it's not about leather, and it's not about this product, actually. And I like to not be kind of fixated in this product. I care about the product, but it's not the, like, it's not important for me maybe that much.
Mm-hmm.
The process, the fun is important, and I don't know, the energy or something. I would like to sell other stuff if it will bring me that much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not kind of... But
why is it selling that is so much fun, or is it in touch with being with the people? And what is this fun about?
Maybe,
Because having fun can also mean that you go swimming with friends,
uh-huh,
and have enjoy summer,
mm-hmm,
with a cold beer. But instead you work, and you work on something very specific. Like, what is it exactly about?
So from my perspective, or from customer?
Yes, from your perspective.
From my perspective. Maybe it's something that is mine. It's like you can't touch it. You can't, maybe any other person will not have fun, but it's fun just because it's like, it's me in this. I'm like, it's something that already mine, but in the process of doing this, I kind of opening myself and something in me,
mm-hmm,
and it's already exists, but I need to maybe to open it or something, I don't know, to make an effort to see myself in this. And this is like, it's kind of playing with myself or something, I don't know.
So you make yourself visible, which is,
uh-huh,
appearing to be charismatic to your customers, and therefore you have fun and the customers really enjoy that.
Yeah, maybe in talking like not that esoteric in the matter of marketing, maybe we also play with, you know, this trend of local products and with local,
mm-hmm,
people, that kind of like in the contrast of confronting big corporations, and this is also something, yeah, we're like, and I'm playing with that you can buy from like your folks, your people,
mm-hmm,
not from H&M.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And probably in marketing terms, it's also works on us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know how, probably it's kind of global trend, but in Poland, I can say for sure that it's like important trend for local products and local manufacturers and local,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, brands.
Mm-hmm.
It's like big, big stuff.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. But again, you actually just have fun. So that means it's a lot about the mix between you and your business partner. So,
mm-hmm,
and do you also have the same kind of fun with other colleagues that you work with? Or is it just like this nucleus of the two of you who actually create this,
yeah,
very special, interesting, possibly interesting thing for the customer?
Yeah, and I think that it's our value as people who like create this work, yeah, this like places to work for our colleagues, yeah, for our workers, that they have, we kind of sell our time with us. It's also, it's not,
mm-hmm,
it sounds that bad in business terms, but I feel like it's really important, and it's why, it's also the reason why people want to work in this business, because they have connection to us, with us, they have time with us.
Even your workers enjoy,
yes,
working with you because having
means
time with you.
Yes, it's like awful, it's not like a proper business strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for now it's true. Maybe,
mm-hmm,
when we will be a big shitty corporation, it will not be like this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, no, you know, even in corporations, they need to have this visionaire, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes it's just person who mm-hmm. don't like do even doesn't do something, but just being kind of Christ, but in the business, mm-hmm. you know, just having a vision mm-hmm. of future mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and connecting mm-hmm. the common mm-hmm. idea.
But then, what is your common idea, like this big vision that inspires you, that makes your eyes spark? Can you somehow grab it?
Hmm.
What is this energy about? What are you actually talking of?
Hmm. I personally just don't believe in common ideas, maybe, that much. So for me, it's about finding your idea. Yeah, we keep repeating. We have kind of motto in our business, like, it sounds like pretty stupid, but always remember that you need to have fun, or that it's all about fun, or something like this. Let's be fun, okay, I don't know, but personally it's not the answer for me.
Okay.
Like, I can put it as an answer, but mm-hmm. personally for me it's about finding where's the fire, like, where's the sparkles that I need to follow, and they will lead me to something. Something, okay. something.
And so you follow the power, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we'll just see what will happen. Mm-hmm. For me, it's this. And mm-hmm. I don't want to have this common mm-hmm. idea for mm-hmm. us.
I can very much connect to what you say, this kind of follow the power.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Many years ago, I was a sculptor, and when making good arts, I think you also have to just follow the power.
Mm-hmm.
And now, me being manager of a small consultancy business, it's just the same. Like, you try to find out, like, where's the power together with the customer? Like, where's the solution that really mm-hmm. creates something that moves important things?
Mm-hmm.
And the same applies also to how to interact with employees, with people in general. Something that I also enjoy a lot when dancing, like, where is the moment?
Uh-huh. Or
how does the moment feel when something interesting is happening? And at the same time, here I see actually my next question. When doing business, at least this is my experience, you have a more strong and long-term commitment to something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because to build up something takes much more time than as if you would just change the dancing partner because you feel there's not so much energy at the moment any mm-hmm. longer. So how do you think this kind of search for power can really function in a long-term perspective that business requires?
That's a really nice question, because I feel that I have kind of fears of this. At some point, like, I will stop, have fun and have power. Yeah, feel it. And I will feel that it's something like that I need to follow completely another direction. And what will happen? I don't know. Yeah, I'm in the process of discovering it. Mm-hmm. I don't have the experience.
And as far as I remember, your business is also very young. So something like a year old or one and a half years?
Not even a year.
Not even a year?
Yeah.
And have you been self-employed or running a business before?
Mm-hmm. I was self-employed and I was running like small marketing agency.
Okay.
But like small.
Yeah. And was it like same kind of thing that you also had the feeling you can and you will follow the power?
Uh-huh. It was completely different. It was like I never had something that I have now, and it was always something without this freedom, freedom to make decisions, to have responsibility, because it's fun, it's not about, you know, it's not something, it's not always something infant and just playing around. No, it's like, it's fun to have a responsibility, it's fun to make decisions, it's fun to like rearrange, to change environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to be possible, in like small scale, but it's kind of also still changing the world, changing the environment. And I've never had this before, I guess. Yeah, it was something else. I was on some other change of kind of energy, maybe.
But then is it about that you sell a real product now, or that you have a business partner, or that you are a foreigner being in wartime coming from Ukraine, which makes all the difference? Because also before you could have just focused on the power, feel freedom, just as you do now. But obviously there's a difference. Why?
Probably I was a just different person. Okay. I was just, maybe I lived in the different other people's realities, and now I'm much more in my reality. And that's why I have this power to make something, to create.
Okay. That you have the feeling that this reality that you live in now fits more to who you
It's my place. It's just, it's about my place.
Your place with the right people, let's say.
Yeah, okay. But even, you know, with this commitment stuff, I believe that it's possible to build the business. Like, that's why we need the symbolic, and that why we need these frames, why we need these limits, and system, symbolic system. And maybe when I will feel that, okay, it's not something that that sparks me anymore, maybe it's the moment to build like strong system and create and make this business just a machine of producing money. I don't know. I also believe that sometimes it's a solution, no? To make it, just to make it work, okay, without this energy inside. Just because this energy will be in another place. So, yeah, it's just about building the system.
So first comes the spark and then comes the system?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
No.
Who knows? Yeah. And like, what I would be pretty curious about to talk with you is, so I am in a different market. I do business to business stuff, and often, let's say, I work on pretty serious and tough and challenging topics that affect hundreds of people in that company. So I work on management level most of the time. The decisions that are being made there have a huge impact on minimum the workers, but also customers and other stakeholders involved. And so when doing marketing myself, I tend to approach my customers in a pretty, let's say, serious way. At the same time, when I see others' business to business marketing, I often find it really ugly that it's so, would like to be serious and always be, like, to my view, also pretty stiff and like boring because of that, because it misses some kind of diversity and different or new kind of ways of approaching people. And you, in contrast to this, are working directly with the customer. So a private person buys a bed. And at the same time, maybe your customer group sometimes are also managers having more responsibility, and they obviously find it interesting and nice to be contacted via TikTok or via Instagram with very random, strong, sometimes aggressive, sometimes super funny stories somehow. And like, I wonder, what do you think can a business-to-business marketing learn from your marketing approach?
First thing that I thought is that, but yeah, it's like, it's really just different contexts, no? It's context where they are serious managers and like of high level managers, and like there's context where they're just, I don't know, family guy who wants to spend time with family. So maybe it should be this way, yeah? Because it's just different parts of their identities and it's, it shouldn't be mixed.
So you wouldn't do business to business marketing your way, and I shouldn't do I shouldn't do marketing for selling beds my way, let's say.
Okay, no, it's possible, but for sure your like your way is more YouTube, I guess, and something like mixing of something like expert stuff and something like, you know, advices and just just videos for serious topics. And okay, I can imagine, I don't know, criticizing some okay, but I just don't like really know what to do, but maybe you can also be aggressive and criticize concurrence or like just companies, how do they like work and how they can change it, and maybe it could be like lead content, yeah, something that just brings like attention of people in an aggressive manner, something like, you know, loud and or just inspiring, just something full of energy. Mm-hmm. And then you're just calming down and show your just serious part of yours as mm-hmm. a professional.
Mm-hmm. So it's about the energy again, the search for energy.
Uh-huh. And maybe, nah, but it's still kind of trying to find, you know, the perspective of your customers, of your potential, of your viewers, and to see what they can be interested in and what kind of maybe aggressive stuff they would like to see. I don't know.
Okay. Hmm. But you think of this? Do you so much think about what your customer would possibly want to see, or do you just do and then you have fun and then fortunately you meet people's taste?
Sometimes I fall into this a space where I think about what they will like, what they want to see. But yeah, okay, I don't believe it's a way.
But instead,
just do, just do according to your like inner truth. It's like mm-hmm. it's the worst probably advice on business or on marketing.
because no marketer would suggest this.
That's yeah, it. But I personally fully uh-huh. believe in this. Uh-huh. It's only about this. It's uh-huh. only about like finding your voice, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly from whom this quote is coming from, but it's an major entrepreneur running a big business. I really don't remember, unfortunately, who this was. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, just do, as an entrepreneur, just do whatever you like and the market will follow you.
Uh-huh.
Means there will always be a market for whatever you really are passionate about, uh-huh. no matter what it is, no matter if other people think that there's a market gap, no matter if you think like you can have a market share in this specific market, just do.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. This is my approach. But it's also, you know, for me personally, it's also connected to creating these spaces. Yes, this relaxed state of mind, this relaxed state of being alive. I mean, it's not only just being in the mm-hmm. peace with yourself mm-hmm. and creating the space by practicing some stuff.
Like what is practicing some stuff?
Let's say even dancing, okay. and mm-hmm. contact improvisation is also this.
So you like want to come into this kind of relaxed state of mind to be able then to, let's say, express yourself truly?
Yeah. Where you're mm-hmm. not like you don't have those limits that are created by someone else in your
okay.
past.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nice one. And I guess most likely many people doing marketing
mm-hmm.
Are not as much free, because most likely they are rather being biased a lot
mm-hmm.
by how it should be and how it shouldn't be and how others do and how I should do, therefore, maybe.
Yeah, and I mean, it's mm-hmm. probably not like good common advice yet. And it sounds like just, maybe it sounds stupid, but for me, it's just the only way,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds interesting. What are the next steps for your business?
A new business with hammocks. I want to make hammocks and I want to create some kind of concept store or something, this place where we will sell, you know, stuff from our friends, actually, just mm-hmm. like local artists who will never make it without any space to sell. And I want to make this space to sell, but with this to just gather people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have space where people can, you know, come and we can create or just be together and let's see what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, with leather, we also want to make stuff for dogs. We also want to make stuff like harnesses, like some more mm-hmm. dark parts of leather
mm-hmm.
Crafts. Yeah, and go and enter other markets, not only
Poland. Sounds like you have a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
You inspired?
I am inspired, yeah.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
That was Masters of Entrepreneurship. Glad you were there. If you're inspired by what you hear and think that the topic is also relevant in your company, then visit intralab.net/contact and make an appointment for an initial meeting. In it, we will find out together if we can also transform your challenge into a powerful change. See you soon.